Madam Roberta, you are looking as well polished and shrewd as always. I am here for my appointment. I reserved the usual room. Has my girl arrived yet? What do you mean she looked distressed? Whatever for? Of course she refused to say. Very well. Please see to it that I am not disturbed, and inform my coachman that we shall be lingering later than expected. Look at me, girl. I find your lack of deference disturbing. What could possibly have vexed you so completely as to risk my ire tonight, You are displeased with the fact that you must hide our meetings and you feel used? Well, that is quite a specific complaint. Is there anything else you wish to say? No? Very well. Remove your clothing and get on your hands and knees. Your disobedience has already cost you, girl. I urge you not to test my patience. Your grievances will be discussed, but not before I address your blatant disregard for the rules. Now, for the last time, undress and get on all fours. So you can still obey. Crawl over to the chest. Remove the flogger and bring it to me. No, not with your hands. Bring it to me in your mouth. You know what I must do now, don't you? Save your pleas for later, sweet girl. And learn your lesson well. Now kiss me before I hurt you. Crawl back to the center of the room and raise your hindquarters. Do you remember where I found you, girl? Spoiled and wretched amongst the gin-soaked whores and the lice-riddled dock workers. A spark of innocence. Hailing there among the worst this city has to offer. I saw the sliver of beauty. And do you know it was the first time that I dared? The first woman that I slipped a toe past propriety. And its more alluring cousin. I saw you and knew what it was to truly want something as I never had before. I took from you that doomed life and washed the streets from your body. And now you deny me the simple truth that I care for you? What was that? Why can't you work for me instead? That is a child's question, girl. I am the wife of a politician. All eyes rest upon the dutiful wife when the husband refuses to provide scandal with which to scald the pointed tongues of this city. Do you imagine my composure would be infinite if you were to hand at all times? Do you imagine you could bear it to be so near? Knowing that you could not touch, kiss, or taste the one thing your body cried out for. No, I didn't think so. Our situation is far from perfect, my girl. But you will never again doubt my affections. Or you will find yourself bereft of them entirely. Am I understood? Good. Now, go sit on the bed, spread your thighs, and prepare to show me how sorry you truly are. Did I stutter, girl? I know it will hurt. It's supposed to hurt. Now spread your thighs. Hold them there if you do not believe you have the control to keep them open. If I miss, I will simply have to start again. Keep those thighs parted, girl, and open your mouth. Hold this and do not drop it, or I shall use it on you again. Do you want me to touch you now? Has the stinging of your sex turned to an ache? I can feel the heat of your wanton cunt against my fingers. Can you feel how close I am? How easily I could touch that aching spot and soothe its needs. Ask me for it. Beg me to hit you right. Oh, here. Oh, I know the lightest of touches is like the most exquisite fire. But keep that flogger on your mouth, girl. Beg me with those eyes. There, let me soothe that sting. I can be gentle, girl, but if you ever test my patience in this manner again, if you ever doubt that you are my most treasured possession, you will learn just how fathomless the depths of my cruelty really are. Are you close, girl? You're shaking. If I ran my tongue over your skin right now, I believe I would taste all the salt of your sweat. Do you wish to come, dear girl? Is your body precariously balanced on the edge of that sweetest blades? Good. Because if you ever show such blatant disobedience again, this is the very edge I shall leave you upon when I have you tied to this bed, left in the sweetest of agonies. I will draw it out for days until you are all but ready to claw your way out of your bindings for release. That was beautiful, dear girl. And you even managed to keep this in your mouth. Open up now. Gently. Now you may clean my fingers before you crawl beneath my skirts and show your beloved mistress just how sorry you are. No. Don't look at me like that, girl. You only have yourself to blame. Had you not forced me to discipline you, I dare say there would have been plenty of time to remove my corsets. However, since it takes at least a half an hour to get back into said corsets, you will slip down upon the floor and bury your head beneath these skirts. Oh. Merciful gods, I have missed your mouth. Oh, you really thought I might one day forget about this wonderful mouth? Oh, that I would abandon that precious tongue of yours. Oh, they are mine. They will always be mine. I own every single part of you. Oh, my sweet girl. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God, yes. believe we've reached an understanding, yes? Good. Climb up here beside me. Hush. There is time enough for this. Lay yourself beside me and give me your warmth. Close your eyes and listen to my breath. Feel my fingers through your hair. Do not weep, girl, for your transgression has been paid for in full. You are no less mine than you were. Now close your eyes and kiss me before you sleep.